It's 3 compelling hours of analysis, debate, and laughter. Wingman Wednesday with Ron Arquette and Greg Hughes. Now on Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
Third hour of the Rod and Greg Show on this Wingman Wednesday and Utah's Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Hope you are enjoying spending some time with us on this very nice Wednesday afternoon. I'm Rod Arquette.
I'm Citizen Greg Hughes.
All right, let's talk about the California disaster.
Folks, I don't know if you can feel the edge in my voice when we get on this topic, but I've lived a little bit. I was a campaign worker before I was ever a candidate. I've been through so many different elections. I've watched colleagues when I served in the House, very close elections. I've watched this whole mail-in ballot debacle and the 2 weeks you take waiting for ballots to come in. And I'm just going to tell you, 8% down in the way that this person beat Spencer Pratt, it's just not real.
Yeah.
No one's going to convince me it is. It flies in the face of everything I know about campaigns and elections and the counting process.
Well, the Wall Street Journal editorialized today posing the question, is California's election rigged? Now, right now, Greg, other than some weird stories, there's no real hard evidence that it is rigged. But the state law and their lax voting rules, Greg, I tell you, just create an opening for it. Now, the question is California ever going to change? Here's what Bill O'Reilly said last night.
California doesn't want federal oversight. They don't want anybody looking at what they're doing. This is our system. It is corrupt. And California leads the league. Other states have imitated it. Okay, the party in power are the Democrats in California. And we're going to keep them in power by allowing anybody and everybody to vote. They found a dog that voted out in L.A. A dog.
Yeah.
And the only reason they found it is because the dog's owner said, my dog voted, brought it in.
I mean, geez, it's just ridiculous. Well, joining us on our Any Hour Newsmaker line to talk more about the elections in California and how long it takes to vote. What are we in, 2-3 weeks now since the vote took place? We still don't have all the votes counted. Ed Ring is a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness. Ed, thanks for joining us. Ed, you talk about how the machine buried Spencer Pratt. Maybe, first of all, you could describe what you think the machine is.
Well, the machine, ultimately, it's a coalition. It's people that collect government benefits and people who give out government benefits. And you can divide that into many categories, but that's what it really boils down to. And what you have in California is a supermajority of people who either rely on government benefits funded by taxpayers or people who administer that, or their contractors or vendors or NGOs that are part of applying all of those benefits. And of course, it's gotten so out of control that now you have a supermajority of voters that want that to keep going just the way it is.
Let me frame this for you in terms of this machine. I think you mentioned the voter harvesting, but I think there's something diabolical about the way they have lowered standards, whether it's postmarks that you don't need for late ballots to arrive or ID to vote. What I think raises the eyebrow for me is that this woman that was in third, she didn't even break 20%. In her district that she represents in Los Angeles, Council District 4, she not only didn't win that district, she came in third in her own district. And yet, somehow, avalanche of ballots that actually outpaced the incumbent Democrat mayor show up after the election night. This machine sounds like it is worse than just the, you know, marshaling the support of those dependent on government. It sounds like they look to see what the lead is they have to beat, and then they go get the votes, and they don't even go to her district to get those votes. Am I just too cynical?
Not necessarily. I mean, the machine is a product of the supermajority. When you have a supermajority, you build a machine. And so they've got it's all by design, poorly maintained voter rolls, 29 days of early voting, provisional ballots, which means you can register a voter on the same day as the election. and you can give them a so-called provisional ballot, help them fill it out, and deliver it for them. Then you have automatic motor voter registration. You have universal mail-in ballots. You have a seven-day post-election grace period for mailed ballots to still be counted. And you have this ballot harvesting. And you have county elections officers. They're under oversight by Democratic politicians, and they're staffed by Democratic-leaning bureaucrats. And the people that rise in these bureaucracies are usually the people that are active members of the public sector unions, which are extremely powerful and very left-leaning.
Ed, let me tell you, you have these big blue cities run by big blue mayors, and you hear a lot of complaints about the cities, from homelessness to drug use, you name it. What is it going to take, in your opinion, to convince voters in those cities that there is, in fact, a better way? Or are they just happy doing what they're doing?
Well, that's where Pratt kind of opened up a new front in the whole war against. Basically, you have a supermajority that wins when there's government dysfunction. What they have in common is success when their programs fail. Junkies get to succeed. They get to keep on being addicts. And the people that, supposedly are treating them get to keep on doing that. And the more people that need the help, the more people you've got to hire to help them. And if they fail, you have to hire more people and you have more victims. And that's a business model. And that's a supermajority of people in California. So what has to happen is it has to get so bad that you break the supermajority and that you have enough voters. And maybe the voters in Rahman's district are an example of this because they're seeing it firsthand that it doesn't work. But you have to have enough voters recognize what's in plain sight. And the other front that Pratt opened up was, and this has just begun, is you can now use tools, artificial intelligence, to create videos that would have cost millions of dollars, 5 years ago. He just cranked them out one after another, and they were just putting out there in such vivid terms what people are supporting. And the more that becomes visible, the more you're going to break that supermajority, the more chance you'll have to do that.
If I'm being completely honest, I really don't care about Los Angeles. I think they're a test case, and so is Chicago, and so is every major city in America, of what Democrat leadership or lack of looks like. And I just think it's a descent, and I think it's irreparable almost. But what I hope is happening here is that we're seeing on full display an election process that has to look broken to the average person. I mean, you're not going to find a third place candidate that's 8% behind, beat the incumbent Democrat, because if Democrats vote late, how do they miraculously vote for the third place Democrat late, not for the incumbent Democrat mayor? Is there any chance that the silver lining in all this might be the rest of the normies in America are watching this play out, shaking their head, going, this stinks to high heaven, and maybe we look at more election reform in our own respective states?
Well, you absolutely have to have election reform. What happens with these laws is you're able to harvest votes. And who are the votes getting harvested from? They're getting harvested from low information voters, people who are unlikely to vote, people who are dependent on government assistance, people who are innately conditioned to oppose any sort of reforms, especially if it has a Republican's name on it. And so it's not unlikely that you're going to have late votes, which represent all of the harvested votes that got turned in at the last minute, and they had to go through the system because they mailed them at the last minute. It's not surprising that those reflect a voting block that's going to be more inclined to this socialist dysfunction. But I wouldn't give up on cities like Los Angeles. New York City in the 1980s was absolute chaos, 70s and 80s. Yeah. Then who was it? It was Giuliani, and then even Michael Bloomberg. They did a good job cleaning up that city. And so, Los Angeles is a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. It's just run by people who aren't doing it. They're doing a terrible job. So again, if it gets bad enough, it's going to break that supermajority of voters that like the system the way it is because they're making so much money on it. I mean, look at the land developers in Los Angeles that are politically connected. They build apartments for homeless people at $800,000 a unit when a market price, even in California, is half that. And in a less regulated state, it's a quarter of that much money. That money's going somewhere. That $800,000 doesn't vanish into thin air. It's going to all the people that got a piece of the action, all the NGOs, all of the developers, the vendors that work for these so-called nonprofits that are involved. and all of the permitting, you know, the whole public bureaucracy, everybody's getting a piece of that $800,000. And that is the kind of dysfunction that will never solve the problem. So what has to happen is the problem has to get so bad that it'll make a difference. And Spencer Pratt scared them, you know, because the problem is getting really bad. And there will be a majority that's eventually going to clean this up. It might even be a Democrat that cleans it up. It won't be Karen Bass. It won't be Nafisa Rahman. They're not going to clean it up. But it's going to get fixed one of these days.
From the Center for American Greatness, Ed Ring joining us, talking about how the machine basically took out Spencer Pratt. And that said, you know what's sad about the whole thing, Greg? California is such a beautiful state.
It was.
It was. Well,
yeah, well there's a couple places I still have a partial.
Yeah, yeah.
But even the place I like to go to, the Pacific Ocean is a toilet. It's a toilet.
It's been fixed.
No, it's not been fixed yet. It is still.
The signs are down.
It was down for the holiday weekend. It always is. It's shut down all year long except for on holidays. It gets clean. I mean, just so you know, just FYI. But
it is a beautiful place to go.
But the leaders there have absolutely destroyed
state.
And look, and the people that vote them
so
in,
sad.
That's their fault too for
that's
voting
true.
Them in. But
yeah.
But they are shrinking in population. People are getting out of there. They cannot if the weather and the beauty of California can't keep you there, if your leadership is that bad, you chase them away from that state, that's bad leadership. That's maybe historically bad.
And the you know, I love the fact that Steve Hilton is in the race for governor. I think Steve Hilton brings some really, just as we talk about quite often on the show, common sense ideas. He's just saying, look, folks, we can do better than this. You know, unfortunately, I don't think he'll win. Now it could change.
Who?
Steve Hilton?
No.
As governor.
I have no faith in how they count votes. I really don't.
You can't.
I absolutely.
Why would you?
They have set up a system where they don't care how you vote because they only care who counts. Who counts the vote.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
The who counts the votes, they'll have it done. And you could see it in the recall elections on how many votes they threw out to prevent the recall of that Gascon guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were fine-tooth combing all the different things people had filed so they didn't have to do it, but didn't have any complaints on how votes were filed against Trump or whatever. It's such a blatant one-sided election process. And it's not. That's why they have a jungle primary, because they'll take the top two candidates. They've never in their lives thought it would be two Republicans. They don't even want one Republican. Yeah. They did it because they knew that in a primary they could get two Democrats for the November ballot instead of having to give the Republicans a November chance. No, they're going to take that away at the primary, go a jungle, because they know they're going to get two Democrats at the end of the day. Now, they did get Steve Hilton through, but he's not going to prevail.
They have made it so obvious anymore as to how rigged that system is.
It is.
And how ridiculous it is. And they just don't seem to care. Sad. More coming up. Rod and Greg here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS.